the topic that was selected kind of bungled you a little bit there. My sponsor picked it, so you can go talk to him. That was your topic. Victim of all. Okay, the next gentleman coming to the mic to speak. When I had about, I think, 8 months clean, I was out of treatment, 8 months clean. I was hanging out with a posse of guys that was traveling all over in recovery. And I really didn't know much about Pennsylvania because I'm from New Jersey. I just knew you had a lot of damn cows here, a lot of grass, a lot of mountains. And they was taking me all over the place to various areas, meetings and stuff. And we went to a place that was having an anniversary. And the place was New Kensington. And I remember when we got there to New Kensington, they made us feel really, really extremely welcome when we went there. And that, you know, I wasn't really accustomed to that. I remember all the home group members at that home group saying, Altoona's here, you know, we're going to eat, you know what I'm saying? And the people from Altoona's here, and they all stepped back and let all us greedy-ass people from Altoona get in the front of the food line. And they had some really good food up in that camp. I mean, you know, the home group catered, had it catered. And I thought that was really a real nice gesture, how they patiently waited and made sure that, you know, and that was one of the things that drew me to the fellowship part of this program and the service structure and believing that, you know, unconditional love was the way you do that and you make people feel real welcome when they come to your meetings, and getting a hug and being welcome was real important. And this guy is a part of that home group that had that anniversary when I was up there, and I became real close with one of his sponsees. And his sponsee used to come and speak at events, asked him to come share a few times. And then one time I heard him share. I asked him who his sponsor was, and he told me. And I heard his sponsor share, and I was like, wow, you know, that's where you get the shit from that you be sharing, huh? So I decided that I was going to ask this gentleman to share, and I think it's about the third time that, you know, I offered a commitment to him to come and share his experience, strength, and hope. And unequivocally, his answer was, I'd be honored to come wherever you want me, wherever you need me, whatever you need me to do, I'm there. You know, and he's here tonight, and I think it's a real honor to have him here from the Meekins Home Group, right? From the Hope for Today Home Group, I believe it's in New Ken. In New Ken, I want to give you Vaughn W. speaking on why we're here.
My name is Vaughn. I'm an addict. How about if we say that serenity prayer one more time, try to shake things up a little bit in here. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I can, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And like I said, my name is Vaughn and I'm an addict. And the topic that I picked was, why are we here? But before I get into that, you know, I want to thank Eric and all the committee members who put this event on. And, you know, I'm honored to be here. I really am truly blessed and honored to be here. So I want to get that out the way first. I don't know where this is going to go, and that's a good thing. But I will say, as I was sitting back there, I always get real emotional, man, when people introduce me. And the reason why I get so emotional, and I'm talking about, like, this ties right into why are we here. But I'm going to make it personal why am I here, The reason why I get so emotional is because it wasn't like that all the time. You know, no one called me up to ask me to come somewhere. No one said nice things about me. And I damn sure wouldn't have moved back and let someone else eat first. You can believe that. So that's why I get so emotional, because it reaffirms to me just how powerful this program of Narcotics Anonymous is. This program has cleaned me up and made me look like I was never at the scene of the crime. You see, standing in front of you is a former crack addict. Dusty, dirty, eat very little, sleep very little, in and out the magistrate's office, in and out of county jail, not invited to family picnics, go over to see mom, first move, grab purse. Nephews, shame to see you on the street. Family members, where is he at again? He's away again. Christmases, bye-bye. Thanksgivings, bye-bye. Birthdays, bye-bye. Anniversaries, bye-bye. Nowhere around. Well, he was just home, yeah, and he just went back. See, that's why I get so emotional about this thing. Because I know that this disease of addiction wants nothing more than for not to use. See, that's the fun part. It wants me dead. It wants me dead. So today was a very special day for me because I completed graduate school down at Duquesne today. And so I had to present my portfolio today, and on it, I had my name, and I had Duquesne University, and I had on their professional portfolio. Then I had a picture of that Duquesne ring that I've been striving for. But at the very bottom, it said, "Lost dreams awaken, new possibilities arise." I'm talking about why am I here. And so in order to really get into that, I have to give you a little bit about what it was like before I came. Like, why am I here? It all started out fun. Then it got real fun. Then things sped up and it got real. And I don't have no sad story about, you know, I got a lot of reasons that I could stand here and say why I shouldn't be clean today. I don't buy into that. This program's so powerful. I don't buy no one. I don't disqualify. No, not my mom's fault. Well, my mom was an addict. All right, I got high with my mom. Nah, X that one out. What, my dad wasn't never around. He didn't show up. No big deal. No big deal. What, my grandfather molested? So? No big deal. So it all started out like real, real fun. You know, and my story is just like the basic text, just like the literature. When it talks about the progression of this disease, that's my story. You understand? Alcohol, said I'd never do it again. You know what happens next. Right back at you. Marijuana, loved it. What's wrong with eating Doritos and chewing bubble gum? Laughing, everything's so funny. As a matter of fact, my first temporary sponsor told me, he says, listen, because I was a little hard-headed, so he said, listen. He didn't hit me with that 90-day, 90 meeting thing. That's what I can't understand. I hear some of these people talk about, I'm going to do a 9-9. But what the hell is a 9-9? 9 meetings, and I get the hell out of here, man. So he didn't hit me with the 90-90. He says, here's what I want you to do, Vaughn. He said, do this thing for a year. He said, do it for a year. one solid year going to meetings, working a program, do it for a year. And he said, because I had told him, I said, well, you know, I'll do it, but I think I'm going to go back to that weed, because I was under the false misconception that crack cocaine was my problem. And here's another lie that I brought into. Once I stopped doing drugs, every day was going to be sunny. So I met with him. He said, do it yourself. So I said, I'm going to do this year. And I came home and I talked to my wife. I said, you know, I'm going to stay clean for a year. I said, but after this year, I'm going to smoke me some weed. And with my first, this is my temporary sponsor, he said, when you get the year, Vaughn, the best restaurant that you can treat yourself to, he said, I want you to treat yourself to that restaurant. And he said, while you're there, I want you to ponder what the year was like for you. Now, we coming from ripping and running, you know, them vampire hours, all the way around the clock, you know what I'm saying? You know, I was sitting back there thinking when he was talking about that, I said, you know, when I was coming up, they had the Jackson 5s and they was doing that dancing machine, you know, that robot shit, right? That crack cocaine had me dancing and roboting around. I was like, I couldn't do nothing right. I stuck it. It took it to a whole nother level. So this is what I brought in, see, because there ain't just me standing here right now. I got years of experience with me, both good and bad, right? So what I went up to this restaurant. It's right up in overlook New Kid and Arnold Lower Bros. It's not open now. It's called Veltri's. So I went up in there and I sat down and I had enough to get me a steak dinner. And I thought about it. I thought about that last year, what it was like. And let me tell you how bad Narcotics Anonymous is. It was beautiful, man. It was beautiful. I had, man, you know, for the first time in my life, I had friends in my life that didn't care about what I had. See, I don't know what it was like for you when you were out there, but for me, if I wasn't bringing nothing to the table, guess what? I wasn't invited to the party. You know, I know what it's like to get this little odd-end job, get paid on Friday, and not Saturday, not Sunday. No, I'm talking Friday night. Nothing. And the same people that sat with me, that I, you know, came for it 3 hours, not even a day, came for 3 hours, throwing them off left and right, got it like that. Soon as it's gone, I look around, ain't nobody there but my damn self. And then it really gets bad when the person's house that I was in said, well, you know, your ass got to go. See, this is what I was bringing in. So when I look back over that year, I thought, man, I done did some things, man. I done been some places. And the people, because pride will kill me. I wasn't capable of reaching out and asking for help. I had that man thing going on. But I had to put that aside, and I thank God for my predecessors. You see, because earlier on, when I was sitting at these meetings, and then after the meeting, someone talked about that 15 minutes before, 15 minutes after. You know, that 15 minutes after, when people are saying things like, man, let's go on down to Denny's, or let's go to King's, or hey, man, we were thinking about taking in a movie, right? I didn't have enough guts to say, I ain't got shit. I didn't have enough to say, yeah, I'm hungry, but I ain't got no money. But my predecessors, they already knew my ass was broke. They said, well, just come on. You ain't got to worry about it. You come. So then you get there and you're sitting around. Well, you ain't going to order nothing. Nah, you know. Nah, you know, I had a nice meal before the meeting. Meanwhile, stomach growled like a motherfucker. They saw through that. And so I made a connection with, man, I got true friends in my life. Now, when I talk about why am I here, and if y'all don't mind, I'm going to take your inventory and tell you why you're here, too, if it's okay. When I talk about that, it ain't all about knowing what to do. It's about knowing what not to do, too. And so earlier on, I grasped into that when they said gravitate towards the winners. So I was watching. I was taking inventories. I was listening. You know, if you share one way in the meeting, then when we go out to eat, you acting some other way, you off the list. Now, I ain't saying that I'm better than nobody, but one of the things that narcotics gave me, I could put some standards in my life today. I don't have to settle for the okie doke. I ain't got to laugh at jokes when they ain't funny. I ain't running the sheets for you. Because like you say, you're going to throw me something. I'll say, hey, at 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm just going to run down the sheets. Cold as hell. I ain't got to do that no more. See, that's what Narcotics Anonymous does. I ain't got to do that no more. So I watch. And I listen. Because we safe in here. Oh, it's so nice in here. We got lights and we got coffee and they even got some hot dogs over there. Oh, it's nice in here. But someone said it earlier up here. What about out there? See, that's what I was looking at. What about out there? Okay, so you sat in a meeting and you said that you really love your wife. But now when we out and about... Oh, y'all ain't trying to hear that. But when we out and about, you try to get numbers and throw a little jab. So there's a standard. I said, sir, you are because I love my wife. And if it wasn't for my wife introduced me to this program. She introduced me to it. You know, her and I met in active addiction. See, that's why I don't tell nobody, you know, hey, don't go in that relationship or don't, because when she was in Gateway and I was smoking crack, they told her the right thing, stay away from his ass. And she came out and I was still smoking crack. And I said, well, what's going on? She said, well, what you doing? I said, well, what you doing? She said, I'm going to the homestead. Well, what's in homestead? There's an NA meeting. Ah. Trying to hear that. See, don't talk to me when I got something. See me when I ain't got nothing. See me when I ain't got nothing. When I owe people and I'm ducking and diving and hiding behind dumpsters. That's when I'll listen in. So I don't tell her. I love my wife. How do you pay somebody back that introduced you to a life-saving program? What do you do? So right off the bat, I knew one thing, that I had me a good woman. What I tell people is that somebody got to stand for recovery in a relationship. Because, see, while I was dipping and dabbing, still she was hitting me in. So that's important to me. So that's why I hang out with guys that are married. And they're not just married, they're happily married. Why? Not because I'm any better than the single guy. It's the standard that I have. It might not be for you. It's for me. But I know what single guys do. And I ain't trying to set myself up like that. So that's one of the ways that I stay here. Because life deals me enough trauma. I don't have to sign up for nothing. It's coming, just keep on breathing. It's coming your way too, baby. So it's not only about learning what to do, it's about learning what not to do. So that's one thing there. And as I stay around here, the more I learn, the more I grow. This ain't no cakewalk. So my life was pure hell. Always had coats on in the summertime. Didn't have a coat in the wintertime. Jumping from this place, the literature tells me that I was reduced to an animalistic level. See, that's what the literature, that's what it told me. It's the truth. Why? Because I didn't want to be nowhere nice. I frequent in abandoned buildings where there ain't no electricity and everyone gathered around a candle. And then big lighters is flicking and ain't shit lighting. And when you come out, it's like this, because the sunshine, I don't want to hear no birds chirping. I'm talking about why I'm here. I'm afraid. I don't want to go back to that. The literature also tells me that who do I hurt the most? The ones that love me. Roll over them like a steamroller. Stop them. Don't want nothing more. I'm in touch with what it was like when I came into this room. I didn't come in here because I didn't have no more game. I didn't come in here because the dope man wasn't going to give me no more dope. The local beer gardens, they still serve me. The local state stores serve me. That ain't why I came in here. I came in here because the drugs stopped working. And the consequences got higher. See, if I could have kept getting high and not being told to get up against the car, I'd still be out there. I didn't get clean because I didn't have nothing else better to do. I like getting high. I like coughing. I like manipulating. I like that whole lifestyle, finding ways and means to get more. What I did not like was sitting in the county jail. And as I start looking around, I'm in there more than I am out there. And something got to change. So what was it like? Here it is. You want to hear it is right here. The last day. August 4th of 91. Got money. Got dope. Got alcohol. Party going on. All night long, party going on. What, you ever getting them jackpots that you ain't even worried about when you're going to get more because you know you're going to get more? Ain't even crossed my mind about running now. What's that? I'm smoking and I'm drinking and I'm smoking and I'm drinking and I got a hole inside of me that just can't be filled. The drugs stopped working. And it got bad because I start getting sick. And I start doing sick things and I had sick thoughts. When you got dope and they don't let you in the crack house, you sick. You sick. So we take it on a run. We got these charges now. The locals is looking for us. So on a run. Ducking, diving, nothing worse than wanting more and can't get your hustle on because you're afraid they're going to see you. So you're trying to cop, but you can't be seen. And I remember it was a Sunday morning, and I've never, ever, you talk about an animalistic life, I've never, ever been this hungry in my life. I was starving, James. I was starving. And I come out of this old raggedy house. And I tell this story all the time because I'm in touch with what it was like, man. And I come out of this house and I see this lady getting out of her car. She got 2 dozens of Dunkin' Donuts. And I said, can I have one of those? She said, And I'm following her. Can I please have one of those donuts? She said, no. And she knew me. I knew her. Can I have a half a donut? She said, Can I just get a little piece of donut? She said, no. So, I am so in touch with that. Because for so many times that I went in and out of jail, you know, I call home, I say, Mom, I got involved in this. And Mom, I got this certificate. And Mom, I signed up to do this. And Mom, when I get home, things is going to be different. And Mom, you wait and see. And Mom, I'm going to make you proud. For what? To get home and that little dusty-ass bag wouldn't even be on the bed 5 minutes. I was back out in the street. Why? Because I forgot. That's what this disease does. It erases that. It erases it. You don't forget what it was like in the county that fast. In a day. Having to piss and shower with other people, man. Eating, and you don't even want to eat it. But you eat it. Because that's all that's there. Never forget that. Never forget it. So when a newcomer sees me, and they listen to me, and they say all these nice things about me, let me tell you, it wasn't free. And so when you walk up to me and you say, I want what you got, get ready to do some work. You know, it just don't hand itself over to you. I know what it's like to go to jail clean. Go in one time, you with H&I, the next time H&I come and see you, I did it. James touched on it, records of the past. The literature tells us I shouldn't have been surprised. I shouldn't have been surprised one bit. So I come into this, so I get with it, and finally, and the lady said it's so beautiful, it'll never be the same once you get this information. Because prior to Narcotics Anonymous, you know, to rip somebody off was the thing to do. You know, to hit that rock and not be able to talk, I thought that was normal. If I could talk after I hit it, this shit wasn't no good. So you remember I told you about my wife. She's still going strong, right? So I figured, why am I here? First time I come in here, first attempt, I'm going to save this relationship. I'm talking to somebody. I'm going to save this relationship. So I'm going to come on in here. I'm going to do what I got to do. And the first thing I told her, I said, I'm going to go, but no one better not say nothing to me. And I ain't going to say nothing to nobody. I had 150 pounds. If someone would have spoke to me, probably would have blew my ass over. I come with that tough guy stuff, 3 pair of jeans on, 4 sweatshirts, and 2 ball caps. And so I did. And I don't know what happened at that first meeting. I know I walked in, that's my home group to the day, Sunday Night Hope for the Day. I walked in, seen a couple dudes that I had, you know, we had ran into each other out in the street, went to the back. Nothing. So I figured I'd give it a run. But see, why I'm here and what I do to stay here better be straight. There ain't no relationship going to keep my ass in this room. I found that out real fast. So, okay, we get a week, all we use. We get 14 days, all we use. You know, 21 days, all I use. You know, 17 days, all I use. And I kept doing that shit back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. But I wish somebody would have questioned my desire. Don't question no one's desire. You don't know. You ain't in my head. The third tradition says you ain't got no damn business doing that anyway. So what? I stopped coming. So what? Now I ain't here today with 18 plus wives. In and out, in and out, in and out. So I know what it's like. Until you get to the point where I wanted it. And I felt like I couldn't get it. But I wanted it. So my wife told me, she said, well, maybe you need to go to rehab because you seem to be having a hard time. And so that's what I did. I went to rehab. I went to Gateway in June of 90. Something like that. And when I came out of rehab, I was ready to save the world and shit. So I got back in, and I'm doing my meetings. And I'm praying, and I'm sharing, and I got me a home group. I got a sponsor, but I just see him at meetings. You know, I ain't trying to call nobody for real. I justify by saying, well, I'm in a relationship with someone in recovery. That's all we do is talk about recovery. That's bullshit, man. Because, see, as a woman, there's certain things that she can't give me. Likewise, me as a man. She got to build her thing with the women in the fellowship. So here we go. 89 days clean. And then recovery. Disease woke me up that morning. Said, we need cigarettes. I said, yes, we do. See, this disease, my disease talk. It ain't no scary shit. No, that's sweet. Oh, it's a silver-tongued devil. Silver tongue devil, hey, you know what they say? Hey, we need some cigarettes. So yeah, we do need some cigarettes. And then the literature start, you know, with the meeting and the recovery start kicking in, and things like, you know, don't go through the set, Vaughn. Take the long way home, Vaughn. all that stuff start kicking in. But the disease said, man, you got 89 days clean, son. Said, what's up with you? What, you can't ride through the set one time? Said, yeah, shit, I got 89 days clean, man, shit. My home group's down on the set. Shit, I ride through there. Rode down the set, first dude I seen said, I got 10 on it, what you got? I said, I got 10. Next thing you know, I was behind a dumpster. You talk about pain. So all the things start coming on. Okay, so now my family's looking for me. You know, because time don't stop for nobody. You know, I left and I ain't back. This is old behavior. So now they looking for me. And so now I'm hiding. And now here come the shame and the guilt. I knew you couldn't do it. Well, oh, at least I tried. Bullshit. See, there ain't no shame. This is, I'm talking about myself. Wasn't no shame that I picked up at 89 days clean. Wasn't no shame in that. The shame was that I stayed out there when I had information that told me that, Vaughn, you don't have to live like that no more. So after being away from the set, and I think the lady touched on this, you know, Narcotics Anonymous deals are gay. Just in that 89 days clean, they was talking a little faster, James. The language had changed just a tad. And I was trying to play my way back in the game shape. I had 2 left feet, man. So these 2 young bucks from down the city, I figured out I could pull this one over. I know this one always works. Hey, man, let me hold one of those things. You know, I'm breaking in half, but you're going to get yours. He said, all right, here you go. He gave me one. First car came by, flagged them down. I got in. They said, what you got? I said, I ain't got nothing, man. Drive me on up the street. Drove me up the street, smoked it. All right. Well, we got to put something in this container to at least shake a little bit. So we pick up 2 stones, 2 rocks off the ground. Come on back down in the set, eyes like this, tongue hanging halfway out my mouth. The young buck said, did you make the sale? Didn't get it. He didn't want nothing. Well, let me see my shit. Got it. No, let me see it. No, it's here. Man, show me my shit. When he took it off me, showed it to him, his boy came up from behind me and cracked me in the skull with a 2x4. Split my wig right open. You talk about wanting help. Shit, where H and I at now? Somebody called me. Somebody call me that I'm ready. I'm ready. So now here we go now. Here we go. So now we at the meeting, right? You know, I'm wearing my cap low. Cause I don't want no one to see this knot on my head. And up there and things was going through my mind like, you know, if I don't have honesty, I ain't got a damn thing in this program. Right. Things was going through my mind like, Vaughn, don't nobody know. You know, now, Vaughn, you remember the last meeting you was at. You was telling everybody what they needed to do. Now, you can't, don't let them know you used. And when a person says, anyone celebrating first day clean, first 24 hours, I didn't stand. Something jabbed me in my ass, man. Stood me straight up. And you talk about like a new level of what's really going on around here. You see, because I had tried to grab that trophy before. And I was that type of addict. As soon as I set out to do something, as soon as I get ready to grab it, I sabotage it. I disqualify myself all through my life. I do so good, I get ready to grab it, and I just screw it all up. And it was words to reaffirm that from my family, like, you the fuck up. You ain't going to never be shit. You did it again. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. See, that all reaffirmed now. But when I stood up at this meeting, they started clapping. They told me it was going to be all right. They told me to keep coming back. People were banging on the table. People were jumping up and down like Parliament was in the house. And I walked up there and I got that tag. And I knew that I had a new family. I knew I had a new family. So back to the literature. James said about relapse, it ain't a requirement, but it could be used to apply a more rigorous program. Okay, let's go back to sponsor sin. You might have had 89 days clean, but how much of it was recovery? There's a lot of people running around here asking it. Where was the change at, Vaughn? Because if you don't have the two, you ain't got no recovery. So we look back. I said, it was with the sponsor. That was one of the things. And then call my sponsor. It was with my we. I didn't have no we. I was doing that scapegoat stuff about, oh, my wife's in recovery. That's all. No, man, you need some guys in your life, man. And so I used that. And I applied a more rigorous program. And I got honest and I got naked because, you know, sometimes the disease will say, you know, it'll tell me now with 18 plus years, oh, man, don't share that. So I'm sharing that thing. I don't give a damn what you do with it. I got to get it off me. I got to get it off me. This is life or death. This ain't role play up in here. You know, if I make a bad decision, they ain't firing no blank rounds, man. These is live rounds. And so I got to be careful with what I say. And I got to be careful with what I do. And I got to think things. And I got to run it through people. Not just up here. That damn broken swing and half a damn seesaw. And every now and then a damn tumbleweed will blow by. Hey, if I rely on that, I'm done. So I got to have people in my life that tell me, well, when my doo-doo stink, they say, your doo-doo stink, bro. They ain't saying nothing like, oh, yeah, they deserve that anyway. Oh, yeah, you got a problem, man. I got a problem with him too, man. But, you know, if I disqualify everybody, ain't going to be no one but my damn self. If every time in my mind someone pop up and say, ah, and then I say, oh, man, I'm done with James, man. Up there go James, and another lady, here comes something with Eric. Oh, man, Eric did that, man. I'm done with Eric, man. And sometime on down later, my man Phil did, oh, man, I'm done. Every time I'm done, ain't nobody but me. That's what the disease wants. It wants to isolate me. So that way it divides and it conquers. Because of my own, I am nothing. I am nothing. I need the we. I gotta have it. I need the newcomer. I need my predecessors. But sometimes when I come to these functions, it happened tonight. I stood up for 18 years at most times. And when usually if my sponsor's with me, we'll be riding home and they'll say something like, man, can you believe you had the most time? And they're all excited. I'm scared. That scares me. That don't excite me. That scares me, man. Because I know there was a lot of people in there when I came to have money. Where in the hell they at tonight? See, that's how I think. So, okay, Vaughn, stay basic. Stay grounded, man. Do what you do. Ain't nothing fancy about this. Read the literature. Get with my sponsor. Pray. Service work. Help somebody, help yourself. That's it. Hours turn into days. Days turn into weeks. Weeks turn into months. Months turn into years. What? Day at a time. Like, that's what's up for real. So for the newcomer, if you're looking for, like, this magic pill that you can take, or you're looking for a pink, soft, velvet-covered basic text, you ain't going to find that in here. You're going to find hardcore literature. And you're going to be doing everything you need to do. And you're going to be walking upright, because that's what Narcotics Anonymous does. It stands us upright. We don't walk around like this shit no more. We ain't lost nothing. We finding things up in this camp. So if you think like there's a softer way, there's this easier way, there isn't. It's about doing life on life's terms without using. And it's not easy. Clean, I've had thoughts of getting on the turnpike, filling my vehicle up, and wherever the gas run out, that's where I'll set up camp. Clean, man. And I got to run that by people, man. I got to expose that. Well, what's going on, Vaughn? This is what's going on, man. We ain't got to use. We ain't got to use. I don't give a damn what's happening. When I went to jail clean, I didn't have to use. You see, if you've ever been out west and you look at those mountains out there, there ain't a damn thing growing on top. Everything's growing down in them valleys, man. And for me, that's where my growth has been. Not when you say, Vaughn, how's things going? And I say, oh, man, it's all great. How's the wife? Oh, man, never been better. Hey, how's the kids, Vaughn? Man, you would believe. How's the job? Oh, shoot, just got a promotion. Nothing, man. There ain't no growth. How about how's the job? Just got fired, man. How's the wife, man? We just had one of the worst arguments we ever had, man. Broke shit up around the house. How's the kids? You know, I got one in placement, one in jail, man. But I ain't using. I ain't got to use. See, that's how bad this program is. And my wife, as beautiful as she is, you know, this is God, my God and my understanding brings me these visions and these scenarios that reinforces and reaffirms upon, this is why I got you here, right? So over the course of time, our relationships start branching out outside of Narcotics Anonymous. So I have relationships, we have relationships with other people who aren't addicts. And we'll be out at these places, and sometimes really nice places, and there's these couples that have been married, they'll start telling stories about how they met. And they'll say, oh, you remember when you proposed to me? Oh, I'll never forget it. You know, we was down at Phipps Conservatory. And you got down on one knee, and oh, it was just, oh, the skies parted. It was just a beautiful day. They all tell their story. Then they come to me, they say, well, Lori and Vaughn, how did you meet? And we say, the crack house. And sometimes you'll get that, oh, we got to go now. Well, guess what? If you got to go, I shouldn't be with your ass anyway. But that's not me. I don't say that because of me. I'm letting you know what you're being exposed to, what's right at your grasp. This is that power that happens in here. Family, restore. Relationship, restore. You understand? Children want to be with their parents again, man. Moms want to be moms. Dad wants to be dad. That happens right here in Narcotics Anonymous, man. And what they say, did they tell you that it costs anything? Not a day of time. If you got it going in, if you ain't. Oh, well. Where else you going to get it from? Where else? So sometimes we miss that. I miss it. And I got it, and this is an allergic. It'll deflate your ego in this camp. You start rising up. Guess what? Pop! Right back down. It ain't no padded pillows neither. You land on concrete and shit. Asphalt. And if the people in your life are for real, they ain't gonna run over there with no pillows and try to soften it for you. They gonna let you get scraped up. I don't know about you, but it was all good when they was bailing my ass out. When they stopped bailing me out, it got a little serious up in that can. Well, what? They said they was going to get me. What the hell's going on? Okay, you need time to think, Vaughn. Who's the power? Not me. My power is my higher power, who I chose to call God. First and foremost, then he uses you. Guess what? Even if you don't want to be used. You might not even believe. See, you don't know. See, when he shared that story about coming to my home group,
I don't remember that. I don't remember that. Moving back and then I don't remember that. So what am I saying? What we do and what we say, you don't know who you're affecting.
You don't know the type of message, because we're sending a message.
What type of message are we sending? That this is serious? That this is life or death?
Are we trying to hook up? Are we trying to play games? This is nice. You know, after this is a dance. Get your groove on. Better stay vigilant. Better stay vigilant, because that disease is waiting. That's how I do. Hey, listen, I know damn well when I leave here tonight, I better be on my guard. Exposing my disease, sharing information. You don't think that damn thing will come at me? But it don't trick me no more. Why? Because I know it's coming. And I know what it's about. Why? Because I get the literature. I studied my opponent. I know when he's going to come with the left. I know when he's going to come with the right. I know that. If you don't know your opponent, you're going to get knocked the hell out. So you get into the literature. And you read and you study. And then don't be afraid to walk it out.
Information without implication is bull crap, man.
You could quote those readings all you want. Well, I know that just for the day off by heart, good for you. But do you apply it with your family? Do you apply it on your job? Do you apply it when you're with your kids? How about when the ball don't bounce your way? What about when the ball don't bounce your way? What about when you do everything right and the ball don't bounce your way? Is it about the literature then? Is it about those spiritual principles then? Oh, yeah, we all jump for joy when the shit's going our way. I'm talking about myself. It's easy for me. But what about when it don't go my way? That's what's up for real. That's what's up for real. And so when we, you know, in closing, is it about that time? Yeah. In closing, I want to say this. We're here now. Is the why really important? We all know what brought our ass up in here. Pain and misery. The literature said from the little old lady shopping doctors to the, well, you know, we all sought our destruction field, said a pill at a time, a bag at a time, whatever it was at a time. If water made your life unmanageable, welcome to Narcotics Anonymous. So now we're here. What are we going to do? If you're smart, don't look for no shortcuts. If you're smart, you get in the literature. If you're smart, you'll surround yourself with the winners. Well, what's a winner, Vaughn? I'm glad you asked. See, because what a winner is for me might not be for you. But you got, I got to know me. I got to find out about me first. Because, see, being clean just ain't enough for me. Okay, I'm clean. Now what? This shit we're setting out to do, people, they do it every day. Oh, I've been on the job for a year. Shit, people work to retirement. You know, I just shared earlier, oh, today was my last day in grad school. I'm 41 years old, man. People go to grad school from high school and shit. So we already below the curve. So, you know, hey, y'all understand, and you clap, but you know what? For real, it don't mean shit out there.
So it's about me finding out where, because just so for me to say I'm born, I'm an addict, and I'm clean, and I work steps, ain't good enough for me. Okay, so now that you're doing that at the end of time, boy, what's up? Been in your kids' games lately? Are you hiding out with me? You paying your bills? Or are you going to conventions and shit? So what's up? So what's important to me, I have to identify that. And then what I do is I find guys that got the same thing going on. It ain't nothing fancy about it. I copycat their ass. Because if it worked for James, it'll work for me too. So he got it, I can get it too. So he said about being a nurse. If I want to be a nurse, guess what? I'm getting with James. If I want to be a nurse, I'm getting with him. So what you do, James? And he wouldn't share it with me. If I want to be a teacher, I'm going to get with someone, a teacher. Who's a teacher? He shared with me. That's my whole thing, Ben. I said, before I was in grad school, I hung out with grad students. I need to see what you do here. Got me. So that's my definition of a winner. You got what I want. It's up to my standard, and I'm going to get it. So now, the individual got to ask himself, what's a winner to you? Don't take my word for it, Jason. Get in the literature. It'll tell you. It's that guiding light. And the room will get lighter, and it'll get brighter, and it'll get lighter, and it'll get brighter. So that's what's up. Thank you, Eric, for having me come up here and share. I hope you guys have a wonderful time at the dance this evening. God bless everybody.